kept you guys started off this week with a focus on trying to get what Coach talks about over the hump on the road. You had the great win at home, get the win in Toronto. How disappointing is it here that you couldn't put a string together?
No, we wanted to play well, but we didn't. You know, they played exceptionally well. As good as they've played against us in a long time. Mental focus wasn't there the whole game. You know, we had a great comeback in the second quarter, but that was kind of pretty much it. So it was an old-fashioned butt-whooping tonight.
Third quarter, when they really separated from you, what were some of the key issues there?
Well, I mean, offensively we came out and, we just couldn't buy a bucket. We had some open shots, we missed it. And they got out in the transition, they got off our makes and got some easy buckets, kind of got their crowd behind them and kept going. And that's kind of why, mentally you got to catch yourself, and, we didn't. So, the lead went from 5 to almost in like 20 and snap of a finger. So, in the third quarter, like I said, we got shots, we didn't put them in and they capitalized on it.
As this team's leader, you tend to keep difficulty in perspective. Where are you right now with the road issues?
Oh, well, you gotta figure it out. So that's all you can do. It's not much more. We communicate amongst each other. No matter what, when we're winning, we're losing. We all gotta stay together and we gotta figure it out together. So we'll figure it out. That's what a good team's supposed to do. And if we're a good team, we'll figure it out.
You feel like you guys have enough time before the playoffs to do it?
Yeah.
You talked about their offense in the third quarter. What was wrong with your defense?
Like I said, it kind of capitalized off our misses and got out, in transition. We got some easy buckets, and I wasn't able to set our defense. They forced us greater than us.
Why is this team so different on the road than at home?
I wish I could tell you that, man.
Well, you guys seem to be drifting to the perimeter a little more. Only 2 free throws you made in the entire first half. Is that something you've got to collectively get back? Is that the way the defense are playing? You dare them to beat up the top, and can you still settle for that, or does there have to be a change there?
No, you got to mix it in. Obviously we ran a lot of post up plays. We got it down there. They came in blue, so we got it out. And you got to take the shots that's there. So obviously if I look back at the film, you might see some opportunities where you could attack more. But at the same time, I thought we got good looks. We just been knocking down. They knocked theirs down.
Wayne, can you talk about Avery Bradley's defense, specifically that block he made?
It was pretty athletic. He's a good defender. Pretty athletic block. I patted him on the butt and said, "You look like me on that block, kid." Good job.
That is. All right.